This is KUT. The East Austin College Prep School hosted a vigil last night to celebrate the life of 17-year-old Draylen Mason, the second and youngest victim in a string of bombings in Austin earlier this month. KUT's Dalia Jones was at the vigil.
High winds and pouring rain. It may have seemed like the perfect scene for a remembrance after a tragic death, but the hundreds of students, staff, parents, and city officials packed into the school auditorium were there to celebrate life.
We have that family bond, so that's the best therapy you could ever have.
Ashley Sosa is a student at East Austin College Prep. She's one of the organizers of the Candlelight Vigil honoring Draylen William Mason's life. She says both students and staff worked on the vigil together as part of their healing process.
It really broke my heart, especially the way he passed away. Like, it's not something anybody should go through, you know.
School members shared videos and recited a poem. They read from Mason's college application essay. He'd been accepted to both the Butler School of Music at UT and the Oberlin Conservatory of Music. Some of Mason's friends even performed a dance tribute to a mix of his favorite songs while wearing pants they bought in Thailand during a school trip several years ago. Jasmine Lopez, who was a close friend of Mason, says it was part of an inside joke after Mason ripped his pants more than once.
I don't know how or what he was doing, but they would always be ripped. So he'd always go back and buy a new pair because they were so cheap. And I'm pretty sure towards the end of the trip, he had probably bought like 20 pants or something.
There were plenty of stories like this last night. Like the time in second grade when he proposed to a few of his classmates with his mother's rings that she seemed to never be able to find. But Mason wasn't just known as a jokester or a hopeless romantic. He was determined, smart, and caring. Jacqueline Vidal teaches social studies at East Austin College Prep School. She says she met Mason when he was in the seventh grade, and he was one of the reasons she continued teaching.
One of the very few students my first semester here that asked questions about me, that wanted to get to know me, and that I developed a very special relationship with.
Vidal also says it's through Mason's peers that he's remembered and loved.
I know I'm supposed to be strong, and I know other teachers can kind of vouch for this, but it's the kids that are being strong.
His legacy will live on, and he will live in our hearts forever. Draylen on three. One, two, three.
Draylen Mason's funeral will be held this Saturday at Austin's Greater Mount Zion Baptist Church. Dalia Jones, KUT News.